Jeff Daniels to Stephen Colbert, America needs someone who can punch Trump in the face. By Hannah Blow on July 31, 2019. Actor Jeff Daniels appeared on The Late Show Tuesday evening and said that President Donald Trump's challenger needs to be somebody who can punch him in the face. Daniels, who stars as Atticus Finch in Broadway's To Kill a Mockingbird, said America needs to do better and expressed hope that President Trump's challenger will be someone who can punch him in the face. "You know, I whittle it down, but we need somebody that can take this guy on, that can punch him in the face," he said. Colbert sparked Daniels' answer after talking about the play and how it is about different people in the same community reacting to accusations of violence and essentially racial profiling and how racism is dividing the people in this town. Given, say, the last 3 weeks where Donald Trump's racism has become more overt in his attacks on various politicians and communities around the United States, does that change the tone of the audience when they come in? Colbert asked. Do you think that changes what they get from the play or what they're looking for? The Emmy Award winner agreed that it changes the dynamics and proceeded to describe the play as a right hook to white liberal America. Daniels said, emphasis added. The newsroom star is not the first prominent liberal to call for violence against conservative Americans and Republicans. In June, far-left actress Bette Midler responded to a tweet from fellow liberal activist Michael Moore, who blasted Trump for appearing at a church following the deadly Virginia Beach shooting. Seriously, WTF is this? At what the WH said was a memorial for the 12 shot dead in Virginia Beach. It wasn't. Trump, looking nothing like Trump, randomly wanders onto the altar in his golf shoes and cap. Decides to stay for 15 minutes, then leaves, having thrown his curve at reality, Moore wrote. Maybe someone in his camp can gently give him a shove. I mean, shove, Midler wrote. Despite the left's calls for violence, the infamously calm self-help author Marianne Williamson, D, piqued widespread interest following Tuesday's debate performance, leading Google searches in 49 states following the debate.